Rose City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for downloading Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Redman. We can get this mid-week Pogo rolling with the Lower Class Draft.
I wake up in the morning with nothing to do. Give me one reason I'll be drunk by noon. I take that back, I don't need no reason at all. Can you remind me about last night? Remember the bar, remember the fight? I remember you asking me if I was doing all right. Got no cause, got no hope. They say I'm self-destructive and it shows. I got holes in my shoes, I got holes in my teeth, I got a hole in my head and I can't sleep. I got everything and less, baby, I'm a mess.
All right, that was the Lower Class Brats right there on Pogo City Radio. It is, I believe it's Wednesday. Kind of losing track of the days without going to work all the time with that broken leg. But I think this will be, when this week ends, I'll have 3 full weeks off. So I'm pretty much right at that halfway point. My fucking throat is fucked up right now.
Reefers.
Taking them dabs early this morning. I thought that track had a couple more seconds on the tail end of it, but I guess I was wrong. But that was LCB with I'm a Mess coming off the new Seditionaries record. Really like that record. One of the later ones. Really like it. Really like all the Lower Class Brats. And if you don't, you're just wrong. It's just wrong. But yeah, flying solo for the day. So why don't we keep these tracks rolling with another punk core release. Here's the Casualties with Punk Rock Love.
Reapers. We'll be right back.
cynical, hand chains and clearer still. Stand a woman of my dream, I'm just 13. OPP radical, my sweet demonica. That devil's in her gene. Our demonica. Our demonica. My sweet demonica was all I wanted for. Since the time that she could crawl, now don't we all fall? Those lips like cherry bombs, we killed her dad and mom. I hear the sorry call.
Wards right there with some old school casualties just before it. But yeah, got a great show coming up this weekend. Johnny Oipunk's birthday bash, you know, featuring Niblick Henbane, The Take, and 45 Adapters. It's going to be a great time. Maybe we'll get to some Niblick later in the show. But I got the Dead Boys queued up next, and it's one of my favorites. Here's All This and More.
Dead Boys
all this and more. I had a couple chances to catch the new Dead Boys, and I know a lot of people who went to the show around here, which I actually did not go to the show around here, were not pleased, but I seen them twice, once in New York and once in Jersey, and especially in New York at Voltage. They were fucking kick-ass. That shit was amazing. So I would give it a shot if you haven't seen them yet. But speaking of live shows, we told you this Saturday coming up, July 27th, Niblick at the Meat Locker in Montclair. Don't forget, August 10th, Blank 77 going out to Brooklyn with the Ramones, Chesty Malone, and the Slicing Man. And one more, too. Sewage, Spike Polite, NYC. Here's Blank up next. Chelsea Girls. All right, that was Blanks right there. Now, since I've had, like, off for so long, I've had a chance to, like, clean up my house and, like, binge watch fucking TV shows. So, the first week, it was, like, all week, all I did was fucking pogo. I was just like, I'm doing pogo all the time. And I was like, damn, I'm going to run out of punk rock bands to play. But, yeah, so I've been watching Santa Clarita Diet with Drew Barrymore and the fucking porn director from The Girl Next Door. The fucking, I don't know what his fucking name is. But all the ladies think he's sexy. But I've been watching it with them, and it's like this Drew Barrymore fucking suburban character who becomes like a zombie, but like still stays human and just like eats people, and like they're trying to hide her and help her out, and it's fucking hilarious, and it's pretty good. Kind of like, I don't know if you guys saw like Scream Queens or anything like that a couple years ago on Fox with all them preppy bitches, all them preppy ladies fucking getting murdered in a sorority house with fucking, fucking, what's her name? Fucking, she's got big boobs. Now she's old. Shit, what the hell? I can't believe Jamie Lee Curtis. With Jamie Lee Curtis, she's the dean. And yeah, but they're kind of similar, like really cheesy, funny, like horror, and like real graphic, like blood, like Quentin Tarantino style. But yeah, I've been fucking, it got canceled though. They did 3 seasons, and I just watched the last episode yesterday. I've been watching it all week. It's pretty awesome. You should go check it out. I also like Orange is the New Black. I think that comes out in like 3 days. It's probably like the weekend. I'm definitely going to be checking out. That's the last season as well. But them lovely ladies, let's see if any of them get out behind those 4 walls. Here are our 4 walls up next with the Wretched Ones.
I thought I knew it all. No one could tell me nothing at all. I took their advice and I spit it in their face. Now I'm doing 40. trade, but I found out the hard way. Crime did not pay. That didn't stop me, and I sinned again. Now I'll be millionaire, who knows when. And all I got is these four walls. I just stare at my four walls. They're gonna kill me, these four walls. I hate my four walls.
The Wretched Ones, coming out of Jersey, of course. Let's stick with Jersey and catch up with Niblick. And you guys can catch up with him this fucking weekend at Johnny Oipung's birthday. So you better fucking be there.
Don't call me on the phone. Niblick can catch them this weekend. We're going to stick with Jersey some more. Here's Broken Heroes. Jump for Oi. All right, that's the Broken Heroes right there. Now, while that track was playing, I jumped on over to the Pogo Podbean. It used to be PogoCityRadio.com. It no longer is. It will be. I don't know. Whatever the fuck I rebuy the fucking name. But, yeah. So, I did notice. I've been telling you guys, if you leave us some comments and some likes and some shares of like Apple Music, Podbean, Stitcher, Google Play Music on those fucking platforms, fucking will mail you some free stickers and pins. So we need those addresses from PBJSQP, who just left us a couple comments over there a couple minutes ago. And also, I ran off a bunch of names like two or three episodes ago, so go listen to the archives, and fucking, I need your address, and we'll send you out some stickers and pins and shit like that. And remember, if you guys want to help support this show, you could buy all the Pogo gear and the Stab shirts and fucking Pogo in the Pit DVDs and stickers and magnets and pins and all that other typical shit that you get from bands. You can go to the stabs.bandcamp.com. That's the SDABS.bandcamp.com. And if you leave us some comments and a five-star rating, that was the thing too. Yeah, that one, a five-star rating. You guys can screenshot us that shit, because I really only see it if it's on Podbean. But so if you guys do it on iTunes and all that shit, that's real important too. But like, send us a screenshot or just message us and we'll send you some free shit. You know what I'm saying? All right, but like I said, Niblick playing this weekend. So are the 45 Adapters, and we got them up next with Dress Well, Drink Heavily. Get loaded at the goddamn Meat Locker July 27th, this Saturday, with that band you just heard right there, 45 Adapters and Niblick Henbane. Let's keep these tracks rolling. I can't hardly stand it. The Cramps up next.
My skill is low. was getting to me. If you would never, oh, never, oh, baby, my love, oh, you would suffer, you got me all told.
The Cramps, right there, Pogo City Radio. Now, we got this huge show going on. We told you about the show this weekend, and then August 10th, Blank 77, Sewage NYC, The Ramams, and Chesty Malone and the Slice 'Em Ups. But a huge party we got going on with Poor Man Inc. I'm trying to pull up the goddamn flyer on our Instagram. Go take a look for it. Go take a look at it.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Go take a look at it on your Instagram. You can find us at Pogo City Radio. But Saturday, August 17th, Punk Beach Bash 2019. Going down 201 South New York Avenue, Atlantic City, New Jersey. We got Urban Waste, Huge, Dead Blow Hammer, and newly announced Full Scale Riot. With members of MOD Classic. We also got South Class Veterans on the bill. The Despised New Jersey, the Baron Mary's, Tight-Lipped, Graveyard School. Yeah, that Graveyard School from back in the day, that one. Because that's all I keep getting on comments on this flyer. Is that like Graveyard School? Like, wow. Yeah, so them, Houston and the Dirty Rats, Swipe Polite and Sewage NYC, and also Diamond Dogs, Mike and the Diamond Dogs. So you guys won't want to miss that. Once again, that's Urban Waste, Huge, Dead Blow, Hammer, Full Scale Riot, plus a ton more, all ages on the boardwalk in Atlantic City, bitches. You won't want to miss it. August 17th. Let's get to the damn broads up next on Pogo City Radio. Here's Looks Do Kill. The broads right there, the damn broads coming out of fucking Connecticut. But yeah, we need some old school shit right here. Jump into that psychobilly mood. Here's Bebop Alula, Demented or Go.
Yeah.
demented our go right there. Now, I've recently been watching a lot of the Chappelle Show, the fucking two seasons. I've been fucking, you know, streaming them and shit. And fucking, I forget who it was. Somebody was telling me, I think it was Renee. She was like, you know, you're basically Samuel L. Jackson. Or no, not Samuel L. Jackson. She was telling me I was Rick James. Dave Chappelle's character of Rick James. I'm Rick James, bitch. Show me your titties. She was like, you're basically him mixed with Dennis from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And I mean, as bad as this may sound, I think it's kind of true. I think I am kind of a cross. Not even between regular Rick James, but on top of that, Dave Chappelle's Rick James character and Dennis from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. But yeah, I'm Rick James, bitch. Yeah, I could definitely, I do kind of have this like Rick James feel in my head. That's really weird, really weird. Okay, here's Dead in a Motel Room, The Dicks.
Hey man, I'm sick of this shit. I'm feeling bad. I'm feeling down. I'm feeling dead in a motel room. Everybody I know, they look at me. Everybody I see, trying to get out free. Turning on my soul. I say the devil is real. The fuck is laughing at me. I see our friends. They were thought in. But me being dead. Fucking motel room. I don't know. I heard a gun go off. It shot me in the back. I said the devil is real. I said you're laughing at me. I heard an ambulance way down the road. I said I'm dead, dead in a motel room. I don't know who I am anymore.
The Dicks, Dead in a Motel Room. Now, that's coming off the, a while back I played the fucking studio version, but that's coming from one of, like, the anthologies or whatever the fuck you want to call it, and I really like it. I love that one, the way they do it live. It's so awesome. I love it. I love it. All right, here's the Ducky Boys up next, headed out to Massachusetts, and maybe we'll get to a couple from this area up next, but first on deck, here is the Ducky Boys.
And when I call your name, you won't be there. And when I wake in pain, you won't be there. I
All right, we got the Bruisers up next. Broken Heroes got a show coming up with these guys. Look out for it. On Pogo City Radio. Now I got the specifics on that show. FMH and the Bowery presents the Bruisers, Hammer in the Nails, and Broken Heroes. And they're saying it's the second and final date. I guess there was only supposed to be one due to overwhelming demand. And that is Saturday, November 9th. And that is in fucking Providence, Rhode Island. 212.4 miles from Pogo HQ. Don't know if I'm going to make it out to that one. Did not realize it was in Rhode Island, but yeah, I'm going to try anyway. But yeah, you guys can catch the Bruisers maybe with the Broken Heroes, Hammer, and the Nails as well. So let's stick out in New England and all that shit. Here's Cheap Wine, Dark Buster.
Cheap wine and cigarettes.
All right, we got the Showcase Showdown up next.
I went to a party with people I know. I should have fucking stayed at home. They've all been growing up. Now I feel like throwing up. Don't want to hear novels on history. They all talk about things that mean nothing to me. Why they dress this stupid way? Can't think of anything smart to say. Tonight, tonight, how did I wind up here? Tonight, tonight, how did I wind up here? We've had it now, we're getting out. Gonna find a party we can jump and shout. We're only giving little drinks, giving too much damn time to think. Tonight, tonight, how did I wind up here? Tonight, tonight, how did I wind up here? I was in the elevator the other day, and this fellow came up to me and said he had these extra fine wine magazines. And would I like any of his fine wine magazines, because he didn't need them anymore. I said, no thank you, I don't read fine wine magazines. He said, are you sure? They're really quite fine, fine wine magazines. I said, no, I don't want any of your fine wine magazines. Tonight, tonight, how did I wind up here? 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 Tonight.
All right, that was the Showcase Showdown right there. Dark Buster before that. And yeah, so we gave you four bands from that region of the country. Why, I don't know. I think because I thought of one of them, and then I just thought of a couple others, and I was like, I don't know what to play, so I'm gonna play bands from that neck of the woods. Deal with it, deal with it, deal with it. They were all good bands, though, so I don't know why I'm telling you to deal with it like they were bad. But I want to get to some Johnny Thunders up next, trying to decide which one of my favorites I would like to hear. How about Little Bit of Whore? Johnny Thunders up next.
Well, there's a little bit of whore in there.
All right, that was Johnny Thunders. And good thing I played that song, right? Because I definitely almost forgot. I got to put that shit in my calendar or something.
actually gonna be doing, I got asked to model in this reenactment of the Johnny Thunders So Alone cover. Now it's for something really cool. I'm not gonna tell you what it's for because there's several that it could be, but the one that I'm going to be in is a reenactment of the So Alone cover. And they were like, would you be interested in that? And I was like, fuck yeah, I'd be interested in that. I was like, Johnny Thunders, you really want me to do Johnny Thunders? I was like, do you know how much I love Johnny Thunders? Yes, I will totally reenact Johnny Thunders, and hopefully it'll get used for this really awesome thing, and I'll be able to tell you more about it if it gets used, but we'll have to wait and see. But I gotta remember to go and do that on Friday for sure, because it definitely would have slipped my mind. But I listen to Johnny Thunders like all the fucking time, so probably every time I play Johnny Thunders, it will remind me. But hopefully I'll be listening to it on Friday, or else I'm just gonna completely forget. Nah, I'll put that shit down somewhere, I swear. If the person taking the pictures is listening, I will be there, I assure you. But fucking, I want to hear some Lurkers. And let's do Little Old Wine Drinker Me for Audrey Anarchy. Lurkers. Sometimes I think I'm crazy because it is way too early for me to get as pissed off as I have recently become. Here's Minor Threat up next with Seeing Red.
Yeah! do you think you're talking to?
All right, we're going to be getting out of here with this next one. Before we do, got to remind you to come see Niblick the Take and fucking 45 Adapters this Saturday, July 27th in Montclair at the Meat Locker, Johnny Oipung's birthday, and catch Blank 77 in Brooklyn with Sewage, Chesty Malone, and the Ramams. That's August 10th at the Kingsland, 21 to drink, 16 to enter. Come out to that shit. I'll be playing bass that night, filling in for Tim. And the next weekend, August 17th, come out to the Punk Beach Bash 2019 in Atlantic City. Well, I don't know, we got something like 12, 13 fucking bands going on now. Shit's gonna be fucking crazy. We're gonna be there all night. Shit starts at like 3 or 4. Whatever time it starts, it's too fucking late. There's a shit ton of bands. I'm gonna be hitting up them fucking roulette tables, though. So, yes, I'm going to hit up them roulette tables. Come see me at them roulette tables. But, yeah, Atlantic City, August 17th. And don't forget, September 4th, my 32nd birthday. You guys can catch the Vibrators, Resting Punk Face, and who we got up next, Mike Blanks and the Stabs. See you guys next week. We'll be trashed.
Party's over.